another soapbox. One of my constant annoyances is passive aggressives. They're out there. You see, someone like me will clearly, directly, to your face, tell you what I think, happy or unhappy. And I like you to do the same. Not passive aggressives. Oh, no. They're the people who speak ever so softly. So softly that you have to put your ear right near their mouth to listen. And that's their way of trapping you. That's what they do. That's why they speak softly. Not because they're polite. Because they want to drag you in. They know their story is not remotely interesting enough to keep your attention unless they drag you in with a low volume and keep you there. They're the sort of people who, when they shake your hand, they don't let it go until they finish saying what they want to say. They don't hold it tightly, but just firmly enough that if you pull away, you're being mean. The same sort of person who rings you to say, "Now, give me some dates that you are free for dinner." Not, "Would you like to come?" And of course you're not going to say, "No, I wouldn't. You're a pain in the neck." But at least if they offer a date or two dates, you can discreetly say you're busy. No, they want the dates. And I heard of one the other day, not to me, to a friend of mine, who rang up 2 days before to say, "I'm just reminding you about dinner on Saturday. Is everything okay?" In other words, you are going to be there because this is a command performance. So, what does all this mean? Look, the people who are open and direct with you, don't think they're being aggressive. It's those passive people, the manipulators. They're the ones that are locking you up.